Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Police response to Texas school massacre faces questions. NRA to stage gun conference in Texas today despite shooting. And Omicron mutation contains elements of Delta. It's Friday, May 27. I'm Anthony Davis. The gunman in the Texas school massacre barged unchallenged through an unlocked door and then killed 19 children and two teachers while holed up in their classroom for an hour before a tactical team stormed in and killed him, police said on Thursday. The latest official details from the Texas Department of Public Safety on Tuesday's mass shooting differed sharply from initial police accounts and raised questions about security measures at the elementary school and the response of law enforcement. The school district in Uvalde, Texas, about 80 miles west of San Antonio, has a standing policy of locking all entrances, including classroom doors, as a safety precaution. But one student said some doors were left unlocked the day of the shooting to allow visiting parents to come and go for an awards day event. The newly detailed chronology came hours after videos emerged showing desperate parents outside Robb Elementary School during the attack. They pleaded with officers to storm the building, and some fathers had to be restrained. The human toll of the rampage, which ranks as the deadliest U.S. school shooting in nearly a decade, deepened with news that the husband of one of the slain teachers died of a heart attack on Thursday while preparing for his wife's funeral. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos made his way unimpeded onto the school grounds after crashing his pickup truck nearby. The carnage began 12 minutes later. The hour-long interval before border agents stormed in appeared to be at odds with an approach adopted by many law enforcement agencies to confront active shooters at schools immediately to stop the bloodshed. Just days after the deadliest mass shooting in Texas history, the National Rifle Association, America's largest gun lobbyist group, will meet just a few hours away in Houston today. Ashton P. Woods says they are not welcome in his hometown. Woods is helping organize one of several protests planned outside the George R. Brown Convention Center, where NRA members will browse through exhibits of firearms and gun paraphernalia and hear speeches from key Republican leaders. The goal of the protest, Woods said, is to get loud outside while powerful speakers, including the Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former U.S. President Donald Trump, take the podium inside to promote gun ownership. Woods said the issue of firearms was particularly important to the civil rights group that primarily tackles issues of police brutality in America. The NRA is a powerful lobbying organization in American politics, spending nearly $5 million in 2021 to pressure lawmakers to oppose measures like universal background checks for gun sales and bans on powerful assault weapons. About 55,000 NRA members are expected to attend the event in Houston. The annual meeting is often a draw for activists and counter-protests as members inside discuss firearms policy, often the need for expanding access to guns. While Texas's politics are staunchly conservative, the Houston area has become a bastion of progressivism, Harris County, which includes Houston, voted for Joe Biden by 56% in 2020. The coronavirus mutation that is now dominant in the United States is a member of the Omicron family, but scientists say it spreads faster than its Omicron predecessors, is adept at escaping immunity, and might possibly cause more serious disease because it combines properties of both Omicron and Delta, the nation's dominant variant in the middle of last year. A genetic trait that harks back to the pandemic's past, known as a Delta mutation, appears to allow the virus to escape pre-existing immunity from vaccination and prior infection, especially if you were infected in the Omicron wave, said Dr. Wesley Long, a pathologist at Houston Methodist in Texas. That's because the original Omicron strain that swept the world didn't have the mutation. The Omicron subvariant, gaining ground in the U.S., known as BA.2.12.1 and responsible for 58% of U.S. COVID-19 cases last week, isn't the only one affected by the Delta mutation. The genetic change is also present in the Omicron relatives that together dominate in South Africa, known as BA.4 and BA.5. Those have exactly the same mutation as Delta, while BA.2.12.1 has one that's nearly identical. This genetic change is bad news for people who caught the original Omicron and thought that that made them unlikely to get COVID-19 again anytime soon. In a twist, however, those sickened by Delta previously may have some extra armor to ward off the new mutations. A study released before it was reviewed by other scientists by researchers at Ohio State University found that COVID patients in intensive care with Delta infections induced antibiotics that were better at neutralizing the new mutants than patients who caught the original Omicron. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.